The new special service area in DeKalb would mean that Hunter Properties would pay additional property taxes to foot the bill for security improvements near the Annie Glidden North neighborhood. Some community members, like Sasha Cohen, think the new designation shifts financial burden from Hunter Properties to its tenants.
Many of whom are low income, and even more of whom have been struggling with the inability to make rent payments as it is due to the ongoing public health crisis.
The city expects to collect around $100,000 a year from Hunter Properties. During the meeting, some critics voiced concern that it may just not pay the taxes. They pointed out that Hunter had previously refused to pay more than several hundred thousand dollars in fines for code violations. City Manager Bill Nicholas says that there are additional measures for collecting taxes that will make it more difficult for Hunter to avoid non-payment. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.